This is America in Space, a weekly news and information program on current events dealing with the space industry.
Welcome, and thanks for joining me today. I'm Dawn Meyer, Space Coast News Editor. On Tuesday, About Space introduced Sunny Williams, who is one of the two astronauts who will complete the certification training for Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. That mission, called CFT, or Crew Flight Test, is currently scheduled to launch in early May atop a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, carrying the NASA astronauts Sunny Williams and Butch Wilmore to the International Space Station for a 10-day stay. The Starliner spacecraft is designed to carry up to 7 astronauts. It can carry additional cargo if fewer astronauts fly during a particular mission. The major objective of this CFT flight is to launch to the space station, dock, and come back to Earth, replicating OFT-2's milestones, but with the crew on board this time. If all goes successfully, Starliner will be fully certified for carrying astronaut crews. David Denault is joining me to introduce the CFT commander, Barry Butch Wilmore. Welcome to America in Space, David.
I'm glad to join you today and introduce Butch Wilmore. Well, he piloted the space shuttle mission STS-129 and commanded Expedition 42 on the International Space Station. And as a naval officer and pilot, he flew the FA-18 Hornet. Now, during a news conference, Butch said from his early days as a child, he liked to build things, and later he earned degrees in engineering from the University of Tennessee.
Now, I've always been very intrigued with building stuff, making stuff. The most fun I can remember as a child is playing in the dirt with matchboxes. It wasn't necessarily the matchboxes, it's because I built roads and I built bridges, and I'd get, you know, there'd be grass, and I'd pull the grass up and I'd make it dirt. Didn't make my dad happy because it was the yard, and I'd build and I'd carve roads out, little ditches, make little mountains, and do all that kind of stuff. That was when I was, you know, before I was, gosh, we moved to the house my parents live in now when I was 8, so I was probably 5 and 6 years old then, so it started way early. The very first project I ever did was, I was always kind of intrigued, I'm a Navy guy, I was intrigued with ships, so I took a model of the Santa Maria, just a picture, and I drew out how I would go about building a small model of this ship. But I had no training. I didn't know how to build anything like that. So I just went with what I thought would be a smart way to go. And I built kind of a skeleton inside. And then I started putting little strips of wood over it. And within, 8 months or so, voila, I had a ship. So the biggest project I've ever undertaken is in my backyard at my house. And I envisioned about a 4-stage project, which would be building a pergola, putting a patio under it, and tying it into the pool. So my 4-stage project has now turned into about a 74-stage project, which has gone from literally starting out building sidewalks around the side, building a very large pergola that I designed on Excel. And the process has taken, took about two years totally, and I'm still not completely finished. But anyway, the project's been great. We love it. It's got, like I said, I built a shed. And my daughters, they always name. They name the cars, they name everything. And so they said, we got to name the shed. I said, how about Sarai? Because that's shed in Russian. So since I speak a little bit of Russian now, we named the shed Sarai, thanks to my oldest daughter, Darren. So it's been a great, great project and a lot of fun.
Wilmore says all of his life experiences actually prepared him to go to space and work on the International Space Station.
We can't call the AC guy to come out and fix the cooling system in the space station. We have to do it ourselves. So having that kind of ability to kind of think in those kind of realms is very, very beneficial for those type of things. I know in the training, I've trained on many different systems, all the systems throughout the space station. That's why it's such a long process. And intuitively, a lot of it just makes sense. You know, I've had the fortune of, I have an engineering degree and a master's degree, but my entire career has been in operations. I basically have not done much design work, but I've been an operator. And for what we do on orbit, to having all that, you know, years in the military, flying airplanes, you know, landing on aircraft carriers and all that kind of stuff, has just been kind of the way I was raised professionally. And all that parlays very well into what we're doing. And that kind of mindset and understanding how things work, having that kind of intuitive feel for how things work and how things, you know, basically fit together so you can take things off and put them back on and that type of stuff. So it's been very helpful in the training. And I, from what I'm told, you know, 6 months on board, I've never done that. But from what I'm told from other folks that have done it, it's very helpful once you're there as well.
A personal story from Butch Wilmore. Don, we have two very well-qualified and experienced astronauts that will test the Starliner next month.
Godspeed, Starliner. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for listening from your home or where you work. Listen each Tuesday for This Week in Space with John Gomez. And join me every Friday for America in Space. From the Florida Space Coast, I'm Dawn Meyer, Space Coast News Editor for About Space Today.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to share our program with your family and friends and follow us on Facebook. Join us each week for news and information on America in Space.